Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Podcast where I share true crime stories, lose some sleep after listening to some stories. I'm your host, Lady Elise. Today we're continuing our series, Shit Out of Luck. Today we're discussing the Night Stalker and how he was captured. But first, we will analyze the story of Richard Ramirez, serial killer, serial rapist, kidnapper, pedophile, and burglar. What a horrible human being, you must say. He caused so much pain to so many people. He's made society a worse place in so many ways. In today's episode, we will understand his story, but we'll mainly focus on how he was eventually captured. Ramirez was also known by the media as the Night Stalker, the Walk-In Killer, the Valley Intruder. These names will make sense as we describe his crimes. And for a little background on Ramirez. When Ramirez was very little, around 12 years old, he got very close to his cousin, Miguel Rodriguez, who was a decorated Green Beret combat veteran. He went through rough patches and abuse during the Vietnam War. Miguel shared photos and videos of people he killed and women he raped. Photos even included a severed head of a woman he had abused. These photos are horrible just by imagining them. The effect they had on 12-year-old Ramirez. Ramirez started smoking marijuana because of Miguel while they were hanging out and talking about war. Ramirez learned some of his military skills with Miguel, such as killing with stealth. Around this time, Ramirez began to seek escape from his father's violent temper by sleeping in a local cemetery. Just by understanding his background, we can connect the dots and see his serial killer triggers. An abusive brother, her father, traumas during adolescence, abuse of drugs, and bad behavior as a kid. However, it was impossible to seek for help because his family was unstable. He was unaware of any bad influences all of that could have on him. Now, let's jump into an overview of his crimes. And I'll be honest with you, there are a lot. His first victim was on June 28th, 1984, in Glassell Park, California. Jenny Vidko, and he continued his killings from June 28th, 1984, to his final killing, August 24th, 1985, where he killed Bill Carnes and Inez Erickson in Mission Viejo. It's unbelievable that he committed all of his crimes in just more than 1 year. The situation is scary, but let's jump into exactly how he was caught. He was captured in an unexpected way. Some may consider funny, some may consider karma. After taking a bus to Tucson, Arizona to visit his brother, he failed to meet with his brother, so he made his move back to L.A. What he didn't know was that his face was all over the newspapers due to some eyewitnesses telling the police He walked past some police officers and noticed him. However, a group of elderly Mexican women started yelling, El Matador, the killer in Spanish. He looked around and saw his face all over the papers. He started running and trying to escape, but eventually a group of people put him down and beat him pretty bad until the police came. He was then taken into custody. He had a total of 15 dead victims. He was convicted of 13 counts of murder, 5 counts of attempted murder, 11 counts of sexual assault, 14 counts of burglary, and was eventually sentenced to 19 death sentences. Crazy what a man like this can do to the world. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Shit Out of Luck. As we all should agree, crimes are never good and bring sadness to countless people. It is important, though, for us to try to understand the reasoning behind such tragedies and create awareness to avoid it from happening again. For more information on the podcast, consider following me on Twitter and Facebook. And make sure you subscribe and like to this video. And find our podcast on Apple or Spotify or any of your favorite podcast platforms. And thanks for watching. We'll see you next.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.